morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of production, our head of sound, Seth Haphacker.
Good morning.
And our sound engineer, one of our newest team members, Laura Berg.
Hi.
I tried to say Haberg.
You almost had my name.
Almost had it. Almost.
It's my Berg, name is Laura, right? Berg, folks. It's nice to be here.
Thank you for being here, Laura. I apologize. I'm a little thrown off. Our phones just stopped working.
Oh, they did. Oh, we had Brittany.
I just got a message from Brittany. She tried to call, but just getting a busy signal every time. We know what this. Unfortunately,
it's happened before.
The situation is
bummer.
So I will do my best, Brittany.
The weather is
That was an awful Brittany.
No, it's nothing. I'm not good impersonations. I'm not good. Good at that.
You can count on me to be honest about my feedback.
We appreciate Brittany so much. She's joining us all week long. I'll go ahead and message apologies to her, and we'll figure out the phones because we got to take a winner today. We've got Culver's today, everyone.
Oh no, we do. Star of the day.
So we're gonna have to test the phones at some point here between now and then. In fact, if you want to call up right now, 715-424-2600. Yep, we'd love to hear from you, everybody.
Yep.
Otherwise, we got great stuff in store for you. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club is right around the corner. We will also, of course, after our news, sports, and partner break, get into our Culver Star of the Day. Got a good one for you today, everybody.
All right.
Be listening for that. We're going to have a TV theme song for you to listen to and play along with.
Nice.
After all of that, we're going to get into some other fun topics, a TikTok beauty hack and banana peels.
The banana peels are for the beauty hack?
We're going to find out.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Or just for comedy.
Yes.
Banana peels are good for comedy.
Absolutely, yes. Happy Language Day, everybody. We're going to talk about that one. That's coming up a little bit later as well. And I got some other fun topics for you we're going to get into. And then, of course, 9 o'clock hour, we'll kick off into entertainment. We got some good stuff there. Miley Cyrus, Chaperone, Elon Musk can't even get his own Twitter to like him. And the next Bond, who is going to be choosing that possibly? What's new on your small screen, big screen, and your local theater stage? And also in the 9 o'clock hour, half of Gen Zers wish TikTok had never been invented.
Okay.
Wow.
Going to get into that.
Interesting.
Okay. But we kick off the hour with Friday being the best day of the week to order pizza. Pizza Hut released their second annual Pizza Trends report. That feels a little biased.
Pizza Trends. And
it feels
it does a little bit.
And it found that today is the best day of the week to eat it.
All right.
Pizza, that is.
Sure.
43% said Friday was the best day, 23% said Saturday, and Wednesday is a distant third with 11% of the vote.
See, I'm a Wednesday gal.
That would work for me better because, you know, Wednesdays in general, blah, day. Ugh. You need pizza to spice it up, so to speak.
Oh, yeah.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Sunday.
Really?
I could have it any of those days.
And for me, I'm looking at it.
Tuesdays and Thursdays are okay. Fridays are right. No.
I was actually going to say, this is now, I think, the fourth pizza story you've done this week. I'm just going to point that out really quick and make sure that we order pizza this weekend.
There you go. You got to make sure you get it in there.
It is pizza weekend. It is pizza week. It is pizza week because of the pizza day. It is.
Yeah, that's right. It is pizza day.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's some more stats from the results here. They claim they've settled the debate on the right way to eat pizza. Do you fold it, not fold it, or eat it with a fork?
Depends on the pizza. Thank you.
And the size of the slices. That
has
a lot to do with it. Yeah.
The winner with almost half the vote is no fold. Just start in at the tip first. 44% said using a fork is a food crime.
Oh, come on now. Stop that.
If it's a really deep crust, and yes, I know that's controversial, but the bottom line is people make pizzas like that. And if you're going to eat a pizza with a fork, let it be that kind.
It's fine. I see nothing wrong with it.
Food rules are one of the most silly, funny, hilarious things in the world to me.
That's fair.
Yeah.
There's literally a very few. I mean, I'll talk with Sheriff Becker about this, but I don't believe that there are a whole lot of crimes about if you eat something this way, you're going to do hard time. I don't believe that exists.
Call the cops on the way you're eating that food.
But with the judgment and shame we could put on people, it might as well be sometimes. It's kind of funny to me. I am not above this at all. I'm not at all saying that.
No, I am nowhere near above this because I'm a former cook, so I have seen people eat in the most uncomfortable of ways. And so I have thoughts and opinions on how you can and cannot eat things, because that didn't look right, sir.
But I want to make it very clear. We take everybody here. We are a non-partisan and
non-judgmental. Yeah, that's right.
Non-judgmental mm-hmm. morning show. However you eat your food, we will accept you. We will love you. It's all okay.
All right.
It's all okay.
So I got to say,
unless you're a flat earther, that part
that's where we draw the line.
Our time,
you know what?
That's
a fair line.
A line on the horizon.
Yeah. You draw right there. You're really good at these.
I would say, okay, there's nothing like it, okay? You go to New York City. You go walk to one of the many, many pizza places on the corners, you know, under the big skyscrapers there. You get a piece of pizza that is actually not that bad. I don't know, now it might be more expensive.
Price-wise, yeah.
And it's a giant piece. There's something extremely satisfying of folding it in half and taking a bite. I mean, there's something about it.
No, I agree. I like wide slices because I like to fold them.
Me too. Yeah. It's very, very fun.
Let's go ahead and take a pause for a second and try to take a call here. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, good morning. Can Woo! I answer
hello?
A birthday?
Hello? Yeah, hello. Yep, you can add a birthday. Well, what would you like to add?
Okay, Harlow and Crow, 7 years old today.
Aw.
Hi, low and Crow. All right. Well, thank you very much for getting that to us. We appreciate it, and you have a good morning.
Yeah.
And you also. Bye.
Thank you. And tested our phones.
Those phones work.
I'm pretty sure that's why Brittany couldn't get through, because she was trying to get through.
Oh, okay.
So we really would appreciate if you guys could call up during our birthday and anniversary segment. If you guys can do that. We usually start that about 20 after. I try to keep pretty on point with that one. If you can call in during then, that would be great. But we appreciate the birthdays and anniversaries very much. Continuing with the birthday stat or the pizza stats here.
Mm-hmm.
A third of Americans expect to eat more pizza than last year.
Okay.
Kansas eats the most per capita, followed by the Dakotas, West Virginia, and Wisconsin.
Yeah, no surprise there.
Yeah,
wow,
geez.
The Dakotas? I guess they have so many few people, and they still eat as much pizza, I bet. That's got to be it, yeah.
And it's cheaper. It's a cheap food.
Well, those were all Midwestern states, to be fair.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
yeah.
just what it is.
57% of us like cold pizza the next day. No need to heat it up.
I love cold pizza.
Thin crust is the most popular type, at least at Pizza Hut. Stuffed crust is next, then hand-tossed. What has happened to the world?
I don't know what's going on anymore.
One of my favorite part of pizza is the crust. The thin crust is just insane to me.
I like thin crust pizza. I kind of like it. Like, I like a regular pizza, too, but I prefer thin crust. I like the crispy.
Ah.
So now if it's not crisp, I'm not into it.
There's certain pizzas that work well as thin crust. Specifically, I'm thinking of margarita pizzas.
Yes.
They work really well in thin crust. I don't know if I've ever had one that's not been thin crusted like the hand toss. Well, otherwise, I'm with you, James. You need more crust, man. You need the bread.
If you're planning a thin crust pizza, it's different toppings. You got to plan it like you're planning topping a cracker.
That's true.
Yes. Right?
Like, you can make mini pizzas with crackers in the topping.
I do it all the time.
New York style is number one again with 29% of the vote. Chicago deep dish at 22, Sicilian at 8, and Detroit style at 4.
Whoa. What's Sicilian?
Sicilian, I want to make sure to get this right.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard of that before. I've heard Detroit, that's just weird. But
I love
think there's a meat difference and possibly a sauce difference.
I'm a big
on
fan.
Sicilian.
Mm. I'm a big fan of Detroit, the city, the people. Shout out to Michigan, all that.
Sure.
Detroit pizza. You just try. Everybody had already come up with their own version of pizza. Detroit was kind of at the end of the run there. And
what are you doing, Detroit? Come on, you don't need to do this.
To be fair, Chicago did the same thing.
Yes,
Chicago did the very same thing with Jeep Dish.
Yes, they did.
And this is a Chicagoan saying this, and I will own this, and my people will own this, because the real dish of Chicago is Italian beef.
It is. I'm with you.
I was going to say a hot dog.
Italian
beef. Those Chicago-style hot dogs slap so hard, man.
They're good. Sicilian pizza style of pizza originated, of course, in Sicily. Is often thick-crusted and rectangular, but can also be round and similar to a Neapolitan pizza.
Okay.
Is often topped with tomatoes, herbs, and anchovies.
Okay. So they still.
So it's tomatoes and herbs. It's not a meat.
There's a difference in preparing it too. That's the part I wanted to look up,
and
because
it's a square crust.
One of the big differences. Think of this for Midwesterners in Illinois, and the difference of Chicago and the Southern Illinois. That's kind of what you got with Italy in many ways, with the northern part being a little richer, and as you get more and more south, it gets a little bit more poor.
Yes.
Which my family going from the middle of the country in Basel to Venice, similar story.
Mm-hmm.
With Sicily being at the end of the boot, forgive me, that's just the way we talk it in my house.
Oh, that's
I don't know, if you're like just jumping in, like, what's he talking about the boot? What is he referring to? I thought we were just talking about continents.
Take a look at Italy and you'll find out.
They got to do a little bit more with a little less, and mm-hmm. so the cooking methods are a little bit different.
That's cool.
In the preparation of that. Mm-hmm. But that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, right. Didn't know that. Interesting.
58% of us dip our pizza at least sometimes.
Wow.
Ranch is the most popular dipping sauce.
Naturally.
Garlic sauce, marinara, the greatest sauce of all time, and a tie from a fourth between blue cheese and buffalo.
Okay.
So I'm one of those people that prefers the less sauce on the pizza. So adding dipping sauce, that's anathema. I don't think, no. Sorry.
Well, I'm good. Okay, so I also order less sauce on my pizza, but a dipping sauce is a different sauce. Now, if you're dipping it in marinara, that undoes the whole less sauce thing,
right.
And I don't hear you. But I get the other options. Like, I tend to do either a buffalo or a garlic sauce. That's me.
The 28% of Americans would give up drinking for a year for unlimited free pizza. 20% would give up coffee, and 14% would give up sweets. Jeez.
Wow, I didn't realize pizza was that big.
It's got to be more than a year.
I don't
love
it.
Oh, really? Okay.
I'm going to give up coffee. I want unlimited free pizza
wow.
for at least a decade.
Yeah.
And this isn't just for me. This is for the people in my life. This is for the people that have to talk to me on a daily basis.
James is not having his morning cup of coffee. His morning slice of pizza, apparently. No.
There are plenty of mornings that I will be like right around now and having my first drink of coffee because mm-hmm. I get so busy and I forget about it. But just knowing it's there is better for everybody. Not just me. I'm like way down the line here. It's better for just the people in the world as a whole.
Yeah. No, I just don't think I love pizza enough to give up any of those things. Mm. I just as soon not eat pizza.
It makes sense to me.
I'm looking at it between coffee and sweets. I think I agree with you. I don't know. I love pizza, but I don't think I can give up either.
Give up donuts, yeah. James? Donuts? Yeah. Cookies? I don't know, man.
That's just.
Well, those are sweets, though.
I'd be very shocked if you would give those up.
I couldn't do it.
Now, that's a conversation we should have. Where's the line between breakfast and sweets?
It's very thin.
Yeah.
Thin. What is a breakfast and what is a dessert?
Yeah. Because, I mean, a cinnamon roll is often considered a breakfast
right,
thing,
you can, yep.
but that's a sweet.
But I mean, past noon, it's dessert.
Well, isn't that funny? Isn't that funny where you have, cinnamon roll, fine. You know, you can eat that for breakfast. Snickers bar, what are you doing?
Yes.
You know,
right.
What's wrong with you? What? It's full of sugar. Just
calorically,
like the other
they're the same, and it doesn't matter.
The top celeb we'd grab a slice with is Morgan Freeman.
Pizza was delivered to me.
Does he even like pizza? No. Do we know it if he likes pizza?
It's just because people want the narration of that the pizza was hot.
Do they think that's all he does?
It burned the roof of my mouth.
I love the idea that he goes around narrating his own life. Yeah, I love that idea.
He is nowhere near my list. Like, I love Morgan Freeman, but he's not who I want to get a slice with.
Morgan Freeman got more votes than Taylor Swift, Paul McCartney, or George Clooney.
Wow.
I mean, out of those choices, I also would have chosen Morgan Freeman.
And we'll keep this one going, okay, everybody? So feel free to call up. We want audience participation on the Civic Media app. Who is the celebrity you would love to have a slice of pizza with? Specifically pizza. You're going to be mm-hmm. eating pizza with them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I'm being specific about this, but
pizza.
Yeah, yes.
My answer is very specific. I have two of them, and they are both from Jersey.
Mm. Oh.
One is Jon Stewart.
Okay.
The other is Claudio Sanchez, my Lord and Savior.
Mm. The lead singer and songwriter for Coheed and Cambria.
Yeah, that'd be him.
And it's a good. Those are good ones. Those are good ones.
Right,
he's got
mostly
a lot of
because
hair, so you're gonna want him to pull.
I've
that
seen
back.
Him pull it back. Okay, it's fine. Okay. He usually takes it out halfway through a concert. So you know, I feel like he's got it back more often than not. Now,
I want audience participation in this one because I think this is a fun question, and really, I love questions like this where there is no wrong answer. I mean, there's really whoever you're gonna say.
Well, and to be fair, both of my choices are just dudes I kind of want to just have a chance to sit down and talk with.
I like the idea. You know, that's a great point of this too, because for me, I am so I'll sit there with my mom and we don't get a chance to talk all day, and this is our chance to talk, and I'm busy eating. Like I don't talk much.
It's a mouthful of food.
Yeah, and it's all because of her. Because one of the bigger things you could not do in that household was have your elbows on the table or talk when you had food in your mouth.
Well, there you go.
You were banished for these things. I have a third brother. But seriously, so now as an adult, she's let all the rules go. There are no more rules in the house, and I'll be sitting there and I'm just chewing and I'm trying to be respectful, and she's getting mad at me because I'm not answering her questions.
I thought she did it just so you'd listen to her.
That too, probably a little column A, a little
yeah.
Column
you start
B,
talking. No, not with your mouth full, and then continue talking to you.
I put my hand over my mouth if I'm talking with food in my mouth because I grew up in a similar house.
I like the idea of doing this with a New Yorker for some reason, like having a slice with a New Yorker for some reason. I think that, honestly, the first person I thought of was Anthony Bourdain, but he's not with us anymore.
He would have been the one.
I actually went with another food person, James, when I thought about this, because Alton Brown would be the one I would go with. Because
that'd be a good talk.
Because not only could he explain everything about the pizza, he'd also complain about how expensive it was.
And then he'd take you back home and make you a better one.
A better one, exactly. And cheaper, too.
Yep.
Last stat to wrap up monologue. The average American eats 288 slices a year. That's about 95 billion slices nationwide.
That's a lot of pizza.
That's a lot of pizza.
Got your dinner covered tonight.
Yes, we do.
Or maybe some El Cafe or some Culver's. All that coming up for you on The Morning Show at WFHR. You heard the boys of Duran Duran. It's time for the Birthday and Anniversary Club right here at WFHR, brought to you by El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe today, and you don't have to go there too early if you don't want to, because they're open late tonight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get on over there. Check out that becoming more and more famous fish fry of theirs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They got an amazing menu. You can't go wrong picking anything off of it. Amazing food. Wonderful atmosphere. Only thing better is the people. Join our friends over at El Cafe today at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Buy local, support local.
Indeed.
And get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We had a perfect example just a little while ago, calling in and getting us a live birthday and anniversary.
Do.
We love that. Keep them coming, everybody. We want to encourage you to go ahead and email us your birthdays and anniversaries, info@WFHR.com. Direct message us on our Facebook pages, and you can call up.
715-424-2600. Call today.
Yeah, call up and join the conversation, everybody. We got a big list of birthdays for this weekend and everything and today.
Nice.
Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Got 4 possible qualifiers for today. Laura, give me a 1 through 4.
2.
Gives us our qualifier there, so we can get right into it. And we only have 1 qualifier for a Saturday. And then for a Sunday, Seth, I need a 1 through 3.
2.
Two.
Yep.
All right. We get our qualifiers. So we can go right into the celebrating. And Laura, we have a one we want to highlight right away for today.
Yeah. On Sunday.
Oh, I'm sorry. Seth, we have a highlight.
Seth first. Yeah. Mine's not till Sunday.
My son, my oldest, Roan, is 14 today. So happy birthday, Roan.
Happy birthday, Roan.
Well, as he reminded us early, well, it's actually not till later today because it's at 7. Yeah, we know. Were born, dude.
Yeah.
Come
all
on.
All the people in the universe that you have to remind.
Yeah, we were there, dude.
I was
gonna know that.
That's all. It is wild to me how many kids or how many people I've talked to or I know that was born or they were born around 7 o'clock. I was too.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's interesting. It's always interesting to me how that happens. Happy birthday to Roan.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, happy birthday, Roan.
Great kid. Enjoy your day, bud. Enjoy your day. And we take a look at our list, and of course, you heard one of our birthdays earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday to Hilo and Crow.
Yeah, happy birthday, Hilo.
Enjoy your day, Hilo. Hope it's a good one for you.
Mm-hmm.
You got some people to care off a lot about you.
Yes,
bud.
You do.
Mm-hmm. Hope you have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
We want to wish as well a very happy birthday to Tom Oligny.
Happy birthday, Tom.
Hello, happy birthday.
Enjoy your day. We also wish a happy birthday to Jeff Odom.
Happy birthday, Jeff.
And to our qualifier today, Harvey Hankey.
Congratulations, Harvey. Happy birthday.
Yeah, no kidding.
Enjoy the day. Hope it's a good one for you, Harvey.
More Harveys. I like Harvey. That's a great
That's
name.
That's a solid name. It's great. Yeah, it is. We don't hear it enough.
No, we don't.
On Saturday, we want to wish a very happy birthday to our own Luke Mathers.
Oh, happy birthday, Luke. The handsome and capable Luke Mathers.
Incredible guy. Great guy. Yep. Luke's awesome. Wishing you a good day, sir.
We've been working with him since the very beginning of Civic Media, and he's always been one of the most helpful people around. He's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great guy.
Legendary beard.
And a, just incredible beard. Incredible, very nice beard. Very jealous of that beard. I've told him as much. It was like the third thing I said to him. Great guy. A lot of fun. We want to wish a very happy birthday to a very good friend of ours here at WFHR and the animal community in our area here, Madison Rafter.
Oh, happy birthday, Madison.
We miss her around here. Mm-hmm. We still talk from time to time. She's doing good. We're wishing her well. And you're a qualifier today, Madison. Make it some free callers.
Woo! Yeah, see, very
Congratulations,
nice.
Congratulations, Madison.
On Sunday, we continue close birthdays to us, wishing a very, very happy birthday to one of the main voices of us here at Civic Media, Maggie Dawn.
Happy birthday, Maggie Dawn. Yep. Oh, love her.
Just love Maggie. Love mm-hmm. her.
And, so much.
And the real deal, like as real as it gets. What you see of Maggie is kind of a, like with me.
Or I guess what you hear.
Yeah, is a PG-13 version. She's the real deal.
She is exactly the same in real life.
Yes.
Yep. Exactly.
Just a wonderful hurricane of a human being that is just awesome to work with.
That is a spectacular phrase to say.
She's amazing. And on Sunday, we got another amazing set of birthdays to announce. One of them you got for us, Laura.
My Arwen Emma will be turning 13 on Sunday. She is my second born, and we love her very much. And she hates it when I do stuff like this. I will make sure to give her extra hugs and kisses so that she can squirm.
Yes, you must do this.
It's the mom thing.
Yeah. Arwen is an amazing kid, and she's been on the WRCT stage a bit too, hasn't she?
She has a couple of times, not as much as her sisters, but yeah, she's done her little bit of theater too. She's actually doing forensics right now.
Cool.
They have a forensics competition. Their final one, I think, is on Tuesday.
Very nice.
An incredibly smart kid. A wonderful kid. Happy birthday, Arwen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we wish a very happy birthday to another great friend of ours around here, Susan Leslie Egren.
Oh, my gosh.
Happy birthday, Sue.
Happy birthday, Susan.
One of my favorite directors, one of my favorite people I've gotten to work with on stage and behind stage. Mm-hmm. And a big thank you to Susan, not only for really breaking a trend for me. I had pretty much done nothing but villain roles until Susan cast me in Rainmaker as a romantic lead. And then from then on, for the next 20-some roles, that's all I got were romantic leads. But it broke a trend for me and really helped me be able to break out and show that I could do other work. Up to the point where Susan cast me as Sherlock Holmes. Mm-hmm. And, if you've ever taken a glance at me, 30 years ago, somebody looked like me would never get cast as Sherlock Holmes.
Right.
It was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But and as much as that means to me, and my career means to me, and it meant to me to play one of my favorite characters of all time, what means more to me is the relationships she has helped me build, and that in particular with Seth and so many other people out there. Because she brought us together, man.
She did. We're in that Sherlock, and that, and the rest is history, as they say.
And just an incredible creative in our community who's done work for decades in this area. Yep. We appreciate her, and of course, Mike and her family and all the work that they put in.
Happy birthday.
I think Susan's going to be directed next year, too.
It's been a couple years, so that's nice.
I'll give you a spoiler alert. If she does the one that she's talking about, ain't no way I'm not going down there for it. I don't think I'm going to be auditioning for anything anytime soon, but that one, yeah. Yeah, okay. I really would. And we wish a happy birthday to our qualifier today, BJ Herman.
Congratulations, BJ.
Yes, happy birthday on Sunday.
On Sunday.
The audience may notice that I took a lot of time with our regular birthdays today and not so much that we're going to spend on our celebrity birthdays. I really am trying to do more of that.
Yes.
The celebrity birthdays were really added as filler to the audience.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't need it, we don't really need to touch on it.
Great list today. Wow.
We had a great list today. So there are some really cool birthdays going on this weekend. Jordan Peele celebrating a birthday today, and Mary Chapin Carpenter.
Love her.
Anthony Daniels, C-3PO.
Oh, yeah.
Alan Rickman would have been celebrating a birthday today. There's some good ones there. Tomorrow, you've got Tom Higginson from the Plain White Tees, Thomas Jane, so a couple Toms, Julius Irving.
Dr. J.
Steve Irwin would have been celebrating a birthday tomorrow. George Washington, our first president.
Yes, that's right.
Dakota Fanning and Emily Blunt going to be celebrating birthdays on Sunday, along with Josh Gad, a couple of big name actors.
Really good actors all celebrating
birthdays together. Ed Too Tall Jones on Sunday. Great stuff. Great birthdays. And a great list today, and it's all thanks to all of you out there.
Yes,
thank you so much, everybody. We appreciate you.
Oh, we want this every day. Keep them coming.
Head on over to El Cafe and treat yourself. Get on over there, everybody, and wish them a great weekend from all of us. Stick around, because after our news and sports and partner break, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. What Laura, Seth, and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song. You get ready to call up 715-424-2600. Let us know what TV show this is from, and as long as you haven't won anything in 30 days, boom, just like that, you're going to win yourself an adult meal and a kid's meal from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. You can also use the Civic Media app. Keep that in mind, everybody. Get ready to call up 715-424-2600 or touch a two away from that Civic Media app and let us know what TV theme song this is from.
All right, come on, guys.
Wow.
Oh, there we go. There we go. Now we got a call.
Yeah, we got one. Let's go ahead and take a caller, maybe a winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
Oh, I'm hoping I'm a winner. in general, I'm a winner all the time.
You're a winner anyway.
Yes.
Was it Batman?
Yes.
It sure is.
Yes. Nicely done. Let's make this official, of course.
All right.
There it is. Woo! Nicely done, Kevin. I don't know if I've ever had a winner where I knew who it was. That includes consistent winners like on this show. We've been doing this a while.
Yeah.
Kev, we appreciate the time. What made you call in on this one?
It was an easy one.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. No, that makes sense. That makes
nice.
Sense. Were you a
nice.
Fan of Batman? Are you a fan of Batman?
I remember watching it growing up as a kid, especially the older one. With Adam West and those guys, and it was. You look back at it now, you do watch some of those, you know, on like, was it Nick at Night or whatever? Man, is it bad?
Yeah, it's corny.
So the corniness is where it's goodness lies.
One of the things that I love going back and watching a lot of those, because I am a diehard Batman fan, I will go back and watch some episodes sometimes, and you'll see like Batman really like Eggman, and they're facing off, and Vincent Price and Adam West are having this big thing back and forth, and Adam West is constantly pulling on his mask because it's just out of place. Like the mask didn't fit him well.
There was
like,
that.
There's so many little things like that, along with all the other cheesiness that is
of
just
course.
It's good.
The Adam
just like,
West of it all.
Just like real cheese, it's just good.
It's just good.
I don't know if it's good for you, but it's good. It's good stuff.
It's lovely.
Kev, go ahead.
The best thing too is when they start doing those fights, bam, boom. Yeah.
Best part.
They got to bring that. I mean, they do have to bring that back.
You know what they should do? Those should be on professional sports.
I did. Yes. Oh, that's so good. That's so good. I did one of my earlier sketches when I was a student, before I was even teaching at Second City, was the stunt coordinator or the fight coordinator for the old Batman show.
Oh, my gosh.
And basically, I went out there and I was this old New York guy and everything. And I was a former boxer and stuff. And once you go out there, pow, pow. But you had to have somebody go over there and hold
a sign
up with a pow. That's all it was.
Awesome.
That's all it was, like over and over again. Apparently a real stunt coordinator came in and was supposed to that's not how real fighting is. This is how you really fight. Pa-pow! You've got to have somebody on the side to say gee willikers. Otherwise, it's not going to really affect.
Gee willikers, Batman.
Kevin, we appreciate you so much, man. Mm-hmm. Save that voice. Might need you a little later for Playmaker. So appreciate you. Right. You know where we are. We come pick this up anytime, brother.
All right, sounds good. You guys have a great weekend.
You too. Safe travels out there to you, man. You too.
Yeah.
So why, though? Why Batman? Because? Well, it was actually yesterday, on my birthday, in 1944, the Batman and Robin comic strip premiered in newspapers.
Oh, wow.
It was the premiere of Batman yesterday. And if that wasn't enough, today, in music history, in 1990, the Batman theme by Danny Elfman, the legend Danny Elfman, won the Grammy Award for Best Instrumental Composition at the 32nd Annual Grammy Awards.
Wow.
Yeah.
From the
theme.
First Batman movie, the Michael Keaton movie, of course. Yep. Danny Elfman would go on to do a lot of music for that, and of course do the music for The Simpsons, and many others. along with being a part of Oingo Boingo, and a little tie-in to this state with how popular that song is at Packer games.
Yes, that's right.
So I just felt like, well, this is 6 degrees of Wisconsin separation here, but I got to do it. I got to, and then the history of it I thought was kind of cool.
It's fascinating to me that the theme that he did for the 89 Batman movie is continuing being used for like Batman video games. It was used for the animated series. So iconic. It's still associated completely with Batman.
Danny Elfman is in the top three, if not top five, composers certainly of our generation. He just happened to, he is in the Charles Barkley, Michael Jordan situation where he just happens to be of an era where we've got like
John Williams,
such legends at this and everything. But Danny Elfman is no slouch.
Not at all.
He's good. Be listening every Friday for an opportunity to win some free Culver's with our great friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. Encourage you to go treat yourself and head on over there, get some Culver's in your life. We'll be back with more show coming up on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. Laura, Seth, and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Friday out there. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to everybody who got us birthdays and anniversaries for our El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Mm-hmm. And we certainly want to thank Kev, our newest star of the day.
Yeah.
Be listening every Friday, every Monday through Friday, for so much of this fun stuff that we do. And beauty tips. It is a new
category.
It is a new section we're trying to cover here, as we try to cover more and more here. It's WFHR.
Somehow the least qualified amongst us is
actually to Laura's point, I'm being told right now by Sage that is not happening. Okay, that's right. Fair.
Good to know.
At least I know now. I ripped the Band-Aid right off. This took off last year, but it's back in the news. Beauty influencers on TikTok claim you should rub banana peels all over your face. It's like a natural Botox. But experts, and what do they know?
Seriously.
Experts say it probably won't do much besides make you smell like bananas.
Yep.
Which could be a plus if you like bananas.
Right.
Yeah, but banana peels don't...
Now,
smell like bananas.
They are good for your skin, but you're better off just... eating them, actually.
Oh. You mean what they're made for? Excellent. All right, great.
Wow, their food?
Interesting.
That people can digest, yes.
Okay.
I took a bite of a whole banana once as a bit in a sketch. And that's the only time I've ever done that. And I cannot honestly tell you what it tasted like. I was so in the moment. Yeah, the peel. I was so in the moment and everything. I don't remember a single thing about it other than just waiting for the scene to end so I could spit it out.
Yeah, right.
It tastes like waxy banana.
I will admit, I was afraid to swallow the peel, what I had chewed. I was a little worried about that. I wasn't sure my esophagus, how it was going to take it.
You can eat the peel if you wish, but most people are not going to enjoy
it. It's not very tasty, and the texture's weird.
Yep.
I also don't want it on my face.
Can we just, I understand that it's asking a little bit much of our government. Can we as just a society let people do their job?
Right.
Like there's beauty experts out there. There's people that went to school for this. There's people that know this. I'd rather take their opinion than, Tanya, who's got 18,000 followers or 18 billion followers or whatever and everything.
And it's not like there's...
Just as popular. That's your note. I went to school for this, and this. What is your, claim to this? Why should we listen to you? Yeah, I've got a million followers. Like, what are we doing? giving people jobs just because of their last name, like some of this stuff, like it's...
Well, and it's not like we're bereft of options. Like, there are so many options for cleansers and lotions and elixirs and creams and...
Yeah. Natural ones, you know, fake ones, whatever you want to use,
artificial
right?
Artificial ones. We don't need to rub our faces with banana peels.
That'd be fun if you watch, though.
Now, I will say, and I admit that I am being a little bit of a hypocrite here, but I will say I find the videos hilarious. comedically,
that's what they're for.
Comedically, this is fantastic.
Yes,
this person could not be more serious about this, and she's putting bananas all over her face.
Can I be real with you? This person in public with or without banana peels, would not even try and talk with her.
Is
she rubbing it on her?
Yeah, she's rubbing it on her gums. Yeah. She's taking the banana peel and the inside of the banana peel. She is rubbing all over her face.
Absolutely
and inside
not.
Her gums. Mm-hmm.
Face to teeth. And then
immediately after that, she washed her face with a moisturizing cleanser.
And is, right. And is anybody thinking of the banana? The what about the banana?
The
banana
disservice. The disrespect.
Yes, the disrespect. Yeah.
To the humble banana peel.
That ain't
was just
right.
Done.
That ain't right. I don't know. But I am open to hearing out from all of you out there beauty tips. We will always
any other fruit you want to rub on your face? Yeah. Anybody?
Are so many
pineapples
that
ow,
we're told
that
to rub on our faces. And honestly, don't.
And don't
just
drop
maybe
them.
Don't.
Don't drop them.
Don't drop the banana peels. You slipping. Will fall.
I have seen enough cartoons to know how that ends.
Also, don't ever throw them out the window of your car. Just don't do it.
Yep. O'Doyle rules. Get that reference. Shout out to anybody out there. And in food news, we continue in food news. A study figured out why you can eat a huge meal and still have room for dessert.
Oh.
The same neurons in our brain that tell us we're full also release a hormone that makes us crave sugar and only sugar.
Wow. Cool.
Experts say it could lead to new weight loss drugs for people who can't resist sweets.
Ah.
So they just block that hormone, basically.
So
and then say, don't want that sugary thing.
It's for the people who get caught in the salty sweet cycle.
Mm-hmm.
I am one of those people. I often get caught in the salty sweet cycle.
Okay.
It's you eat a lot of a salty thing and then you're like, oh, I'm so full, but you know what I could really use? A brownie.
Something sweet.
And then after you eat that brownie, like an hour or so later, you're like, now I need salt. And you just keep doing it all day until you weigh 500 pounds. That's the plan.
Right.
That's how it works.
That's the plan.
I like that.
I've got a few years before I hit that 500. We're growing
time.
Slow.
Got some time. And we kind of wrap up with a bit of a that ain't right story. Possibly you can all answer this yourselves. There are here's some interesting stuff. You may be waiting for an artificially long time if you are the type of person that calls customer support and hangs on the line.
Okay.
Because the company wants you to solve your own problems. Hewlett Packard, or HP, has just added a minimum 15-minute wait time for everyone dialing in their call center. So no matter what, you're going to have to wait 15 minutes no matter what. It just started yesterday, although only in Europe for right now. And they're admitting that the purpose of this is to encourage people to use their online resources to solve their own problems.
No.
They're targeting the people who are clogging their phone lines with issues that can be easily handled online or by using their virtual chatbots. But the collateral damage will hit the people with more complicated problems
mm-hmm. yeah.
who have already exhausted the online options.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
And there's no word yet on if or when this system could make its way to the U.S., but it'll be a matter of time.
Mm-hmm.
No, fine. I'm not even going to start looking at fixing the problem myself until I call now, you jerks. If that's what you want, that's what I'm going to do, because at the end of the day, I'm still going to need help from you.
I really I enjoyed the old BBC show, The IT Crowd. It's a great show. It's a great show. I don't want it in real life. I don't need it. In real life, our tech people, and we've been dealing with this in radio for a long time, almost as long as I've been in radio,
right.
is having in a tech department. And I don't mean engineering. I mean tech. I mean just specifically people who are designed for websites and understanding that end of things.
Yep.
Now in the game, a lot of our engineers are that. And so that's kind of morphed into it. Or actually, I know at least one person who went from that into engineering and went to school for engineering and everything. All radio nowadays and all jobs really nowadays, nobody is wearing one hat.
Right.
Nope. I can't imagine there's anybody out there listening, no matter what industry you're in, where you have one job. Like, right. That's all you do is I go and I fill this up and that's it. Like, mm-hmm. You know, there's it just doesn't happen anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I really do have a huge respect for those in that industry, because I do believe that you can point to that as one of the things that has helped radio survive, mm-hmm. is advancing. Hey, we can be streaming online. And WFHR actually had we're streaming online for quite some time. We have been long before Heart of Wisconsin Media or Civic Media.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We were doing that. And yep. That was a big deal for us. We were able to be reached by so many more people, mm-hmm. From that. It's a huge part of the industry. But the part of it has happened is also with this is so much in that industry have been like, well, I can go to school for this and I can learn this stuff and I can take it to radio. I can take it to TV. I could take it to the business sector, mm-hmm. or I could go work in Silicon Valley. That looks like a lot of fun. I'm going to go be a coder. I'm going to go. Now, it's a different skill set for all of these jobs.
Right.
I'm not trying to cram it all under one umbrella, but to cram it all under one umbrella, mm-hmm. I know people from this industry that do that, that mm-hmm. have gone to school and they want to do this, but then as they start to grow in their schooling, realize I want to have fun with life. I want a career I enjoy. And a lot of people love that world and mm-hmm. are going into it. And this is, I say all of this because part of the reason for this, whether they're telling you or not, is they don't want to pay people.
Nope. They want the chatbot, and they want you to solve your own problems. They don't want to have to assist you, even though you are calling for their assistance.
One thing I would like about this, maybe it was a matter of spin or the way they came out of the box to talk about this, the idea of trying to encourage more people to be more computer intelligent, computer literate. Like, that's not a bad thing. That's not that I would see as an encouraging thing, but that is not at all what
that's not what Hewlett-Packard is doing.
If that's what they wanted to do, they would present learning opportunities. They would host educational clinics. They would provide online resources that would equate to learning how to IT at home. Like, but they're not. They're just trying to shift it off of their own shoulders and not have to pay real people to help real people with their problems.
It's the money. Always comes down to the money.
And I'm not just saying this to this company. All these companies that do this, mm-hmm. it just makes me move on.
Yep.
I don't even...
Oh. There's so many reasons not to work with Hewlett-Packard.
Yeah, no, this one's just added.
Don't ever buy their printers. That's all I'm going to say. Never buy one of their printers.
My God, don't.
I used to work with somebody who didn't last very long in this business. It was in my old classic rock days. And he came out of school very excited, really really hungry for radio.
Mm-hmm.
Came in, did a weekend shift consistently, and got berated. It just was not very good at the job early on. Might have gotten good at the job had he stayed in it.
Right.
But it took a lot of heat from listeners and just didn't enjoy it and everything. And I remember telling him a long time ago, how do you handle that? I'm like, it's all data. The good, you can't let the highs get you too high and the lows get you too low. It's all data. And once you start looking at it that way, it's all just information. Mm-hmm. Hey, you like this, but don't like that. You'll find plenty of times big fans of yours still have a complaint, and people who have complaints, well, they keep coming back. They keep listening.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There is positives and negatives to all of this. It's just data. But you got to be able to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be able to take a punch. In all life, in all industries, you've got to be able to, especially in 2025 and going forward. We don't leave comments for things we like anymore. We don't do that stuff. So the biggest danger of all of this is when it's silent.
Mm.
Yep.
When people get displaced, when people are not worth, you know what, I'm burnt out, or I don't want to say anything.
Yeah. Right.
That's the true danger. So be thankful, even if it is negative, that people are saying something. They're listening or they're engaged in some way.
They're paying attention, right?
We got to wrap up on a good story, and we go to Seth's old stomping grounds for that. A Minnesota man who considers himself a recreational disc golfer broke a world record in the sport by completing a full 18-hole round of golf in 4 minutes and 58 seconds.
Okay, that's impressive, though.
Wow. That is very impressive. That's because those courses can be laid out pretty big, too. Yeah. So, yeah.
Just going to get your,
Yeah, exactly.
Jonathan Wolfrath, 30, said that the record attempt combined two of his favorite recreational sports, disc golf and running. If running and disc golf had a baby, it would be me. He told the Guinness World Records.
That's hilarious.
That's great.
I have also heard something similar from every other disc golfer I've ever met in my life.
Despite his apparent skill at the sport, he's just considered himself recreational. Mm-hmm. Quote, in the United States, it's a very social sport where everyone just hangs out with their friends and has fun.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah. I have.
That's cool, though. Wow.
I've met some people that take it a little serious, but I've never met anybody who is like diehard serious disc golfer.
That's
you know?
The thing about disc golf. There are I don't know any disc golfers who are like just disc golf.
Never
like
it's disc golf.
It's the thing that they do when disc golf is available. You know, like
I bet you could find for any sport, man. You could find the hardcore group, man. I love
absolutely
the hardcore cornholers, yes, or you know, yes, like the tiddlywinks crowd.
Let's get into some tiddlywinks. Woo!
But are they the same people? Are the extreme cornhole champions the same ones who are the extreme disc golf professionals?
Oh, where's my hopscotchers?
Shuffleboard. Shuffleboard.
Who wants to play some jacks? Where are my jacks, people?
Extreme checkers.
I'm all jacked for jacks.
Ooh, that's not bad.
No,
I like that one. I like that one. Yeah.
No.
Professional. I want a professional league.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Do this.
At least do their ads.
Yeah. We'll be back with more show.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.